Let's chat about our local charities on Radio Bucky.
Hey guys, it is Spotlight. Welcome back to another episode of Charity Chat. Now, a lot of you have been contacting me about a group called Contact the Elderly. And I've been in touch with the local representative, a very good friend of mine, Miss Denise Robson. How are you this evening?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you, Leah.
Good stuff. Okay, so, Denise, before we get into the main guts of the interview, tell us a bit about your role within Contact the Elderly.
Okay, so my role is actually to develop new groups, so starting from scratch, and that involves recruiting volunteers, so volunteer hosts, volunteer drivers, and hopefully volunteer group coordinators, who then help with the running of the groups, which frees my time up to develop yet more groups so that we can help more socially isolated older people.
Okay. Right. Are you ready for some questions?
I'm ready and willing to go.
Okay, let's go for it then. So, first one is, what is the main objectives of Contact the Elderly?
Okay, so our main objective is really to try to end loneliness and social isolation in older people, and that's right across the UK.
Okay, and next up, now, the Murray Branch, how long has it been running for?
Well, the actual organisation Contact the Elderly has been in existence since 1965, but at the moment we don't actually have any groups in Murray, and that's something I'm hoping to change.
And you will definitely change that. I know you very well for it. Okay, and looking at areas, how far across Murray are you hoping to support?
Well, at the moment we're concentrating on Elgin and Forres. But to be honest, if there's a need for a group, and we can certainly look at developing it. So there isn't really a set area; it's where there is a need.
Okay. And now you obviously don't have any currently in action, but you're close to getting one set up.
We're very close, hopefully, to launching a new group in Elgin. I need another couple of volunteers. Couple of volunteer hosts and a couple of volunteer drivers. So anybody out there wanting to volunteer, you'll find out how to get in touch with me very soon. And possibly another couple of guests, and then we'll be ready to launch that group.
Okay. Talking of volunteers, have you got a good amount of volunteers currently?
Yep. I mean, certainly if you look at Contact the Elderly across Scotland, we've got an amazing set of volunteers, or amazing group of volunteers. There's roughly 1,400 volunteers each month take our guests to tea parties or host tea parties for our guests. Obviously, we're fairly new in Murray, but I've already got, as I say, most of the volunteers I need to get my Elgin group up and running.
And obviously you've got good connections with our friends at TSI Murray as well.
Absolutely.
And various other groups that you're hoping to tap into.
Yep.
Okay, let's look a bit more in depth about support from local businesses and the public.
Okay, again, because we've not got groups up and running yet, haven't had a huge amount of contact with local groups or businesses, but certainly, again, if we look across Scotland, we get amazing support from a lot of the supermarkets and other organisations, and I'm absolutely confident that we'll get the same levels of support throughout Murray.
Fantastic. Okay, let's look at the support for Contact the Elderly as a whole online using social media.
Obviously, social media is a great way for raising awareness of the organisation, and we use it to encourage new volunteers to apply, and obviously some guest referrals as well. It's a great way to network with other organisations, and of course it's a great way of putting pictures up to show people how successful our tea parties are, and also the other events, although the main event is the Sunday afternoon monthly tea parties. The groups do other events. So, for instance, we've just recently had groups go to the theatre. We've had other groups go on a boat trip up the Caledonian Canal. So obviously the pictures from those are a great way of advertising the organisation.
Okay, right. We're coming to the closing words now. Let's say some of our listeners are thinking, you know what, I could actually drive for the group, or I'm a pretty damn good baker. Or they've got any of their friends or neighbours or relatives that they feel that they would benefit from the group. How do they get in touch?
Right, so they get in touch with me. So just to sort of a bit of a recap, the tea parties are monthly on a Sunday afternoon, usually from about 2 till 4. So anybody that's volunteering as a driver, it's a once a month commitment. The hosts we would ask to volunteer maybe once or twice a year, because they are providing a free tea party to both the guests and the volunteer drivers. And then they can get in touch with me either directly on my direct telephone line, which is 01542, so a Bucky number, 285010, or you can email me at denise.robson@contact-the-elderly.org.uk. Alternatively, there is actually a free phone number, which is 0800 716
543. Fantastic. Now, one thing we didn't cover, Denise, is the age range of the guests.
Right, so again, we're looking really at guests that are 70 and over, usually would probably be living alone, and don't really have much in the way of social interaction. So, you know, they may just have an outing once a week. Obviously, there's still another 6 days of the week to fill. And again, for a lot of people, or certainly a lot of older people, Sunday has been identified as the loneliest day of the week, which is why we tend to run our tea parties on a Sunday.
Okay. I will obviously have more in-depth contact details for Denise over on the studio Facebook page and the Chatty Chat page as well. So thank you so much, Denise, for coming in tonight to tell us all about Contact the Elderly. And we hope to be of more support to you as the groups get set up. So if you want to find out more, you heard Denise's contact details, but I'll have them over on the Facebook page as well. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you for another episode of Charity Chat sometime soon.
Join us again next time on Radio Bucky.